Hello, welcome to Living Clay. Q&A with Perrier on calcium bentonite clay. Never has there been a more exciting time, I guess, to be on the planet and a time when I want a stockpile of clay in my emergency supply. With the Japanese explosion of the nuclear facility, or meltdown, I'm using the wrong word there, we're all exposed now to radiation, and we don't, you know, it's invisible. You can't see it, so you don't know if it's there or not. But for peace of mind, we have clay. We know clay draws radiation. The other thing is with the capture of the death of bin Laden, everyone is aware that there might be terrorist attacks. They may attack our water supply. We just don't know. So hope everyone has some clay and a good water supply on hand, because it will counter poisons, radiation, toxins, viruses, yeast, molds, so dirty bombs. And we are just happy to have people listening in today, and I want to invite you to ask questions. I'm going to go over now to the Q&A page and see what we have coming in. Okay, Darlene from Northfield, Ohio has started out with three good questions. Thank you, Darlene. Would it be a good idea to put some clay in a daily smoothie with other ingredients, including chi, which draws water to it? Yes, that's a very good way to take your clay. For every serving that you think your smoothie is going to have, use a rounded teaspoon of dry powder or 2 ounces of the liquid. You can add it either way. Now, clay is going to absorb moisture, too, so if your smoothie gets a little thicker than normal, you need to add some more water, because you have two things now that are drawing water. But just add a little more water and kick it up a notch. It's a good way to take your clay. And in fact, if you need some recipes, there's some on the About Clay site, and we have some good smoothie recipes. Darlene also said, what is the best way to get my dog and cat clay to help them? I really don't have any issues with my dogs and cat, but I just want to protect them. Well, the best way is to mix it in their food. Fix it in the hydrated form, the 1-to-3 ratio, 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Shake it real good. Let it set up. It'll take about 10 minutes to swell and absorb the moisture. And you'll have kind of a clay paste. For smaller animals, a teaspoon, stir it around in their food. Just coat their food a little bit. Animals in the wild seek out clay, so it's not hard to get them to take it. Some people put it in their water, and that's okay, but it sinks to the bottom. So I like it best if you can stir it in their food. For larger dogs, a tablespoon. I would do it in both feedings. If for real large dogs, if you have a Great Dane, you know, give them a whopping tablespoon mixed in as food. Now, we do have pets who refuse their food if their owner doesn't serve it with clay after they've been on the clay. So I don't think you're going to have a hard time with it. Once they instinctively realize the benefits of it, they go right after it. In fact, we have some people that hide it in the dish and notice that the cat will sniff around and find where the clay is and go there first. So kind of watch your critters when you do this, because it's amusing how they do their clay. We have one dog, Sassy, who her owner put the clay dish, her food dish down and forgot to add the clay. And she just sat there and looked at it and looked back at him, and she wouldn't touch it till he realized he'd left the clay out. So I love that story. Now, Darlene has another good question. She said, how should we best use clay to offset radiation that has come our way and will increase from Japan and from other things in our food supply, such as GMO? Okay, yes, we don't know. We can't see this radiation coming across. we can't trust the government to tell us the truth on what the levels are, but, you know, it can change from day to day on the current of the wind, and it's been coming for a while. The best way to protect yourself is to drink some clay every day. I have started drinking, instead of just a dose in the morning and a dose at night, I take in between little sips of clay before I eat, because if there's any radiation on my food, I want to capture it before it's absorbed into the body. I also take clay baths once a week to pull any radiation that has slipped past and gotten in the body out. So those are two good ways of countering that. For your pets that are outside, you know, a couple of times a week, you get a wash rag and saturate it with the clay water, the liquid clay, and wring it out and just rub it over their fur and rub their fur down and the pads of their feet. Put a little clay on the pads of their feet. You can put the thicker clay on the pads of their feet between their toes, because they're walking on the ground with the radiation on it, maybe rolling in it. And sometimes our dogs eat grass, too. So those are good ways to protect yourself. Now, I have been talking to a lot of gardeners. The word organic gardening has lost its meaning when you get to the store. You know they haven't put chemicals in the soil, but this is an invasion. So they can't even know how safe their produce is. So we're encouraging them to take a cup of clay and put around the base of the plants and turn it in with a garden fork and then water it in. Now, you can do this with all your plants, and you can also wash your vegetables. Use a fourth of a cup of the liquid clay to a quart of water. And wash your vegetables in it. Leafy vegetables, or it's easier to get the radiation off. Now, your root vegetables, you may want to soak a little longer, like carrots and potatoes, beets and things of that nature. By the way, I want to tell you about something we have out now. It's a little book. It says How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It's a free download available to everyone. It tells you how to mix the clay. This is for the living clay. We simplified it. So many people said, okay, I know how to make the bottle. How do I make one serving? So we've broken it down into a one serving and then directions for multiple servings, how to mix the liquid, the hydrated, the clay for the clay bath. Different protocols you want to take it for is just a condensed instructional manual. You can get yours on aboutclay.com. Go to aboutclay.com and click on clay info. And right at the very top, you'll see the little box with the free download. It's an excellent little booklet that really simplifies taking clay. So as I talk about taking liquid clay or something, all you have to do is go there and get that information. And let's see if we have any other questions coming in. Okay, Averina Jones. My husband has a condition that caused him to make excess saliva. The doctors have not been able to give us an answer. At times he leaves the dinner table to take his dentures out and clean his mouth. What can this be, and do you think clay might help? If so, how much should be taken and how often? Well, I've totally never heard of that before. It's good for his digestion, because digestion starts with enzymes in the saliva, but I'm sure it's a nuisance. So, you know, when I don't know, I try clay. I know it's not going to hurt. It's only going to help. Clay has never destroyed a body organ. It just doesn't harm people. It only benefits them. I would pack his gums at night with the clay, take a little of the dry powder clay. I have a little plastic spoon. I get a little ridge there, or I use the back of my toothbrush, pull my cheek out, deposit it between the cheek and gums, and the saliva will stick it to your gums. And it might help this overactive salivary condition too. So have him swish with clay water occasionally after he brushes his teeth, takes out his dentures. Just put some clay water in his mouth and swish it. Hold it in his mouth for a few minutes and swish it for several minutes. That might be excellent because it's going to get all into the glands that secrete the saliva. And it's going to, you know, draw it out. So, and please let me know how this works for him. I'd love to know. Okay, LJ. LJ says, I am a diabetic. How can clay help me with my affliction? Please withhold my name. Well, clay balances the body and it helps circulation and stimulation. Internally, when you take it, it's going to cleanse your lower colon so you're getting more vitamins and nutrition that you eat. It's going to get rid of parasites. It's going to balance your acidity in your stomach. So you have all those benefits going for you. Now, externally, oftentimes people with diabetics have sores or wounds and they heal very, very slowly. Well, if you apply clay to the wound and put it on thickly, the hydrated, and cover it, the hydrated is the cleansing clay mask recipe, and cover it with some saran wrap or something to keep it moist, it's going to draw circulation, it's going to pull out infection, and it's going to speed the healing process. When it draws circulation, it's pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin, and this is what's needed for cellular repair. Now, we've had several diabetics with ulcer conditions that have not been able to heal wounds and were actually scheduled for amputations and started the clay poultices, and they canceled the amputation because it brought the circulation back. Now, I don't know if you're a juvenile diabetic or type 2 diabetic. If you're a type 2 diabetic, if you will get on a vegetarian diet, take the right supplements, there are several doctors out there who do that and who add clay to the protocol, drinking the clay daily. And some of them have lowered their levels and gotten off their medicines. So if you want to contact me personally, I can tell you where you might find someone who does that service. And I wish you well. You know, it's going to take a lot of common sense, and you're definitely going to have to watch your eating. But clay can help. All right. Thank you. Helen in Brisbane. Can you use clay in an enema like coffee? And if so, how do you do it? Thanks. Yes, you add the clay water to your enema bag, and for a quart of water, if you have an enema bag that's that large, you would put a good 2 ounces, maybe 3 ounces into the water and use it that way. Just kind of stir it up, shake it up a little bit, and it's going to help any polyps you have in the lower colon, any inflammation, any hemorrhoids, so it can be beneficial that way. But then I would also drink it too, because it's going to really soothe and coat and get that old putrefied fecal matter that's lodged in that lower colon out. You want to get that old stuff out of the way. Now, occasionally when that's happening, people report they have constipation. It's not from the clay. It's from pulling out this dried stuff that's very hard and dark and smelly. So once you get that gone, so do whatever you need to do to keep your janitorial services during that period going. For most people, when they start drinking clay, they have regular bowel movements. So hoping that's the way it is with you. Okay, let's see if we have any more have come in. Lee. Lee says, can calcium bentonite clay be used to treat bacterial vaginosis? If so, is it ingested or used as a douche? And if the latter, will the clay be shed or expelled on its own. Thank you for your time. Yes, I would try it because if it's a bacteria with a positive charge, the clay will work on it. I would mix it in your douche bag, like I said, a couple of ounces. I would also ingest it, and it will expel on its own. You don't need to rinse it out. Leave it in there. It's going to do its thing, and when it's through, it'll let go and expel itself. So that's a good idea. Thank you. Marjorie Campbell. Please share the use of clay for dealing with mercury toxicity as in chemicals. Chemtrails. Okay, we get exposed to mercury from the fish in the sea and dental offices and chemtrails and everything. When you're exposed to this, a clay bath, if you think you've absorbed it through your skin, a clay bath is great. If you think you have, eaten something and it's already absorbed into the body, and here's what happens. When the body is in overload, the body is designed to heal itself. It just needs balance. But we are so over-toxic nowadays that it can't get through filtering out all the toxins. The kidney and the liver and the lymph gland need some help. So when they can't get it all out, it's stored in the soft tissues and joints of the body. And then years later, this builds up, and then we have problems. So regular clay baths, maybe two a week. The more aggressive you are, the faster you're going to get rid of it. We generally say a clay bath just for maintenance and health reasons and sore muscles is one cup of clay. Now, if you have heavy metals, you want to take a two-cup bath. A hot bath, you want to get in there, you want to have a bottle of water or Gatorade with you, because as the clay, hot water opens the pores of your skin, it's going to be like you're an athlete that's run up and down the football field and sweat a lot. So you've had these toxins going out through the pores of your skin, and you also lose electrolytes. So when you get out of the bath, you feel pretty puddled. You feel kind of weak. So drink water and keep your electrolytes replenished while you're in the bath. I take an ice cold bottle with me and set it on the side of the tub, fix a towel. I use, if I were detoxing, I would definitely use two cups and soak down in that water and just lay down in there. You will feel like $1 million when you get out. If you've never had a clay bath, I can't describe to you the luxury of a clay bath. So when you get out, you don't need to rinse off in the shower. Just dry off. Your skin's going to feel baby smooth. And do it in the evening because you're going to sleep like a baby. Let me see if I answered everything there. Okay, now then, when I go eat fish, if I'm going to go to a lobster, whatever it is, the lobster place, fish place, fish seafood, I don't know. I don't trust the seafood. So I take a little shot of clay before I go. Just use common sense. Like I was saying, right now I sip on clay all during the day, and particularly before meals, because if my food has radiation on it, I want to get it before it's absorbed into the body. And then in addition, I take one clay bath a week just to get anything I may have missed. So use your common sense and use your clay. Let me tell you something, people. If something is wrong and you're not getting the results you want, be aggressive with the clay and increase the dosage and kick it up a notch. Don't be afraid to use it. What's not used will pass out of the body, but it can really help. Okay, Pam and Phoenix, how do you treat rosacea? Well, with rosacea, you want to drink the clay, and you also want to apply it topically, facials. It may flare up at first and then start getting better, because clay kind of exacerbates everything. It brings it, it's bringing the blood flow and the oxygen to the surface. We've had some success, and yet, this is a disease that's kind of emotionally triggered sometimes. and sometimes it flares back up, but it's worth a try. So give yourself the clay facial, leave it on, let it dry, wash it off, get you a good face cream. The Living Clay has some that has clay in it, so it's wonderful. The best of luck with that. Okay, let's see. Ingrid, hello. I would like to know if children can take clay for internal use and what dosage. Yes, they can. My grandson had his first taste of clay when he was 6 months old. So even babies with colic, you can put a half a teaspoon of the liquid in with their milk or their juice. And as they get older, like a teaspoon once a day or twice a day, depending on what they're dealing with. And I would say up to 50 or 60 pounds. If they get up close to 100 pounds, they can take 2 teaspoons. You can always give them more. They're not going to overdose on the clay. If it's not used, it would just pass out of the body. So feel confident there. Vasa from Fairfield. What is the difference between the French Grey, Pascalite, Bentonite, Montmorillonite, which is the best for purging your body from nuclear radiation toxins? Good questions. The difference is the mineral makeup and where it's from, if it's a sodium bentonite or calcium bentonite. Bentonite and montmorillonite, the names have been bastardized, if you will. Bentonite, the original bentonite, came from a clay in Fort Benton, Wyoming, and the name stuck, so other clays that look like that clay later on picked up the name bentonite because it was the first one. It was kind of like Kleenex. Everybody has Kleenex, and you say, please pass me a Kleenex. You don't say, pass me a Puff, pass me a Scotties. The name Kleenex got embedded in our brains, and so the name, a generic name for tissues, is now Kleenex. So it's kind of like that. It's not really the original bentonite clay. Each clay mine has its own mineral analysis. Every clay deposit is different. They all work differently. You literally have to try them and compare them. You can't tell by just the mineral makeup. It's trying them and comparing them to tell if it's a clay that really, which one works the best. Now, all of them will work some. Your smectite clays, which is your family of bentonites, are swelling clays. They are considered the healing clays. And these are the only clays that are capable of adsorption and absorption. Their cation exchange rate is between 80 and 150. So they have a larger opportunity to throw off a beneficial mineral and take on one of the negative things in the body. And I'm saying negative, but I'm meaning positive. Positive ions such as viruses, infections, chemicals, things like that that are positive charge will be drawn to the clay. So these are the clays that are most popular for healing. French Green, what came from originally from Montmorillon, France, and that's where your name Montmorillonite came from. That original mine has been closed for environmental reasons. They ran through the deposit. So, all clays have some Montmorillonite properties in it. It's become a buzzword of the clay people trying to distinguish their clay from someone else. And they're saying, oh, this is a Montmorillonite clay. There are very few, if any, pure Montmorillonites left out there. So it really helps to know your clays. But all clays will have some Montmorillonites in them. So that way they can get away from saying it. Pascalite is a bentonite clay. It's a good clay. It's been around for a long time. I like it for an external clay. It's a little coarse and gritty, and it has black specks in it. I wouldn't take it for an internal clay. French green. I have a gentleman who sent me several tubs of French green when he was over in France. He picked it up. It was very cheap. It goes on very creamy and smooth. It doesn't pull as strong as the living clay. That's the one I'm most familiar with. It doesn't pull as strong. It kind of flakes off when it dries. It doesn't have the warmth and the flush under the skin afterwards, and that's what I like. I know it's pulling the blood flow and oxygen there. I kind of like it for topical. I have heard rumors that it's not the cleanest clay on the planet, and they don't show a quality control test that the clay has been submitted for independent testing for purity, and that it has none of the bad elements in it. So look for a clay that will have a quality control report or something to attest to its purity. It's really confusing out there, and I apologize for that. That's the reason I wrote the book. Thank you. Ingrid, is it true that clay captures some nutrients from the food, too? No, that's one of the myths about clay. Clay does not capture the nutrients. It's only looking for a positive charged ion. It's blind to the word nutrient or anything. It's a negative charge electromagnetic energy. So it's a magnet with a negative charge, a very strong one, and all it's looking for is a positive charge. Your positive charge, there are the bad bacteria that are positive. It doesn't get all the bacteria, just the positive one. Your virus, your fungus, your molds, your chemicals, your toxins, your heavy metals, all of these have a positive charge. So clay draws those. It doesn't hurt your nutrition in your food. In fact, drinking clay and cleansing the colon will help you better absorb nutrition that you take. Most people say in 3 days they notice they have more energy because they are getting more from the vitamins they take and the foods they eat. When they get that old putrefied mat, I have people who give colonics who make their people drink clay before they come for colonic treatment because they have a better release. Even with a colonic, it's hard to get that putrefied fecal matter out of there. But the clay is a natural at drawing it out. It just yanks it out. And like I say, sometimes it can cause constipation. So take what you need for that. All right, let's go back and see what else we have. Busy day here. Good questions. How do you use clay for eye problems, red eyes? When my eyes are red and itchy, I close my eye. I take the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask, and I fill the whole eye cavity thickly. And I lay down for about 15 minutes, and then I do one eye at a time because I can't see my way to get to the bathroom. Then I wash it off. When I have itchy eyes and my eyelids are red, it's like I have an infection, and my eyelashes are right below my eyelashes, and they itch tremendously. The only thing I can use to get rid of it, and I've been to eye doctors and they've given me ointments and creams, but they just don't work. The thing that'll do it, if I'll take the 15 minutes, I can get rid of it. It takes the itching away. It soothes the eye. It's very cooling. And generally, afterwards, you'll have some white stringy stuff coming out of your eye. Just notice that, and that's pulling some kind of an infection out. So that's how I use it for that, and it's my lifesaver. Okay, Linda in Birmingham, I understand you to say one of your previous seminars that clay would help get rid of age spots. Would you talk about that? Well, it lightens them. It really does. And I have one or two that are deep set and that it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't help them a bit. I do use the clay facial, and I think it lightens them a little bit. If I go back out in the sun, I'm just recharging them, so the sun is a factor. I started drinking the clay maybe 10 years ago, and I just didn't develop the age spots that most people have for a 72-year-old woman. I have just a very few, and I don't know how it works, drinking it and applying it. You know, you can apply a coat to your hands and arms. I know people with little skin cancers on their face and their scalp have reported that they just kind of, when they do a facial and leave it on, a lot of men that are bald have been out in the sun, their little heads just have these things all over them, and that they kind of dry up and peel off. So, you know, it's worth a try. Okay, Margie again from Hawaii. Loa there. What about using clay for shingles? Well, Margie, I got a report the other day of a young wrestler who went to see his grandma, and he had shingles, and she got the clay and put on him and covered it with some saran wrap and sent him home with some extra clay. And his mother said, "What is this you put on my son?" She said, "Leave it on there tonight, and then you call me tomorrow and see what you notice." Well, the next morning she called and she said, "Oh my gosh, the shingles have got, they're not as red and inflamed." And she said, "You keep doing that until they're gone." And in 3 days he stopped his shingles, just dried them up. So absolutely, I wish everybody who is, that's one of the things I wish we could really advertise, because it's such painful. It takes the pain away. It's a natural analgesic. It gets in there where those nerves are so inflamed, takes the inflammation out, and it just dries them up. So get it on there as quick as you know you're coming down with it. I know I started getting some around my waist one day, and I went, "Oh, my gosh, this is shingles." And I immediately started with the clay, and it just never developed. They went away. So get some clay on those, any kind of skin problems, it's excellent for. All right, Janet Lancaster. Hi, Janet. How does clay know to draw the bad bacteria to it and not the good bacteria in your gut? Thanks. Because it's only looking for the positive bacteria, and the bad bacteria is the positive charge. The good bacteria doesn't have a positive charge. You know, it's blind to anything but a positive charge. So that's how it's selective. How do you use clay for breathing problems, difficulty taking deep breaths? I don't know if it helps or not. I would get the muscle rub and rub it on your chest, your bronchial tubes, that area, and up under your throat, your glands, and just see. Because, and why I say this is because it's going to pull blood flow and oxygen. When you're having breathing problems, you're not getting enough oxygen, often from the blood. So it's going to help stimulate the flow of oxygen and blood. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Give me a call and let me know on that one. That's definitely what I do. Marjorie again. How does clay work with hormone imbalances? Well, clay is homeostatic, and it's all about balance. I don't know how it works, but I do know there was a lady in Antigua, and her boss got some of the clay, and they had a salon, and she gave all of them just a little bit of the powdered clay to take and to use. And she started taking it, and she was taking like a half a teaspoon every other day. But every month she would get severe cramps, just really knock her off her feet. And she noticed that she didn't get the cramps this time, and she'd only been taking a half a dose every other day. So somehow or another, it brings balance to the body. Clay is homeostatic. It wants to bring balance. It doesn't want to overdo anything. And the Aborigine women used clay to help get them pregnant, to help cycle in. And also they would take it during their pregnancy. And even at delivery, there are stories of rubbing clay on their belly to turn the baby, and to rubbing it on their breast to help bring down the milk. So there's a long history of clay in uses like that. And someone interviewed a little lady in South America and said, "You take clay and for pregnancy?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Does it help?" And she said, "Yes, I have 6 children." And, of course, back a long time ago, tribes' worth was built around the number of children they have. So that was quite a compliment to it. How it works, I don't know. It's just the fact that it works. Clay has many uniquenesses about it. It works internally. It will balance your pH. It will balance, get rid of parasites. It just makes you stronger and healthier. Externally, it pulls circulation. It heals wounds, cuts, bruises, burns. I had someone call the other day, and they had an arthritic finger. He said he had a knot on his finger, and he couldn't bend his finger anymore. And he drank the clay, and in one day, he said, the next morning I got up, and my finger had gone down, the knot, the inflammation had gone down. And he said, in one day, I could bend that finger. And he said, you ought to watch me now. I can wiggle that finger all over the place, and there's no pain. How does it do that? I don't know. Drink some and see. I just know that it does do it. This clay, okay, I think I've completed all those questions. Let's try again. Elaine, I think the confusion about nutrients is that calcium is a plus, magnesium is a plus, leading chemists to think it captures, it's captured by the clay. Please expand on this thought. Very good question, and I don't explain this a lot because it's really confusion. Like I said, the smectite clays have the cation exchange, the highest cation exchange ratio, and only the smectites have the adsorption ring. In the adsorption ring, it has some loosely bound positive charge minerals. Calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus are held on this level. So when a negative comes along, when a positive comes along that's really bad, it will exchange one of these plus items, and it goes off into the body, and it takes on one of the bad things. It just can distinguish a real baddie in a mineral, since it's made up of minerals. Those are the three minerals that do have a positive charge. So those are carried, and that's why people say clay, you get calcium from clay and magnesium and the mineral supplements from it. But it's not in a sufficient amount to be your daily minimum requirements for calcium, magnesium, or potassium. I think I've answered that one okay. Linda, will clay remove warts and moles from the skin? Yes. Smother that wart mole with clay. Leave it on there 24/7, and they will dry up and come off. You really need to be aggressive. Put the hydrated clay on thickly. Doesn't hurt to drink it, too. And we've had people with the whole palm of their hand full of warts, and it took them off. Some moles come off quicker than others. Try it and see. Okay, let's go back. These are great questions today, ladies. Okay, Pam, do you put the hydrated clay on when the plastic wrap for external application? Do you put the hydrated clay on then plastic wrap? Yes. You put the hydrated clay over the area, and then the plastic wrap is just a covering to keep it moist. Right now, I've got a big patch on my side, and I have Glad Press and Seal over it. And I put the clay on the body, and then I put the Press and Seal over it. I go around with clay somewhere on me all the time. Plastic wrap, Saran wrap tends to wrinkle up and squish around. The Glad Press and Seal, the tacky side toward your skin, is great because it will stick to the skin and hold the wet clay in place. When you take it off, it's like a mild Band-Aid, but it's not like a harsh Band-Aid that just rips your skin off. So try that. Vina in Lubbock. My nostrils are red inside my nose. Can I put some clay in my nose? I have some drainage that keeps my nostrils irritated. You know what I would do, Vina, is I would take a thick application of the hydrated clay and put it on the outside over your nose, over your sinuses, and then, you know, bring it around toward the front of your nose and all that. First, I would do that a couple of times, but and you can put it over your upper sinuses, too. You don't know where this drainage is coming from. And then take a little on the Q-tip and try putting it around in the red area and see if that doesn't help. Excellent, excellent questions. Okay, Vina. Okay, that one I just answered. Ingrid, you said you can take clay before eating because of radiation. How long before any large meal? You know, if you take it 5-10 minutes before, that's fine. I just take a little swig. I don't take my normal 2-ounce dose. I want to just have some in there when I put the food in, and then I want to follow it with a little dose afterwards just to kind of sandwich the food in there where it can capture any radiation. Ladies, just use common sense with this. I say ladies, it looks like we're getting all questions from ladies today, but we may have men listening in too. So, you know, you can use common sense with clay and just play with it and find what works for you. The general rule of thumb, if it's not working, increase the amount of clay. Okay, Margie says, what about the use for varicose veins? Yes. Definitely. Apply it on real thick over the varicose veins. Cover it with saran wrap or something to keep the wet clay on it. During the day, if you want to put it on and prop your foot up, maybe on the weekend, and just let it dry good. It sort of shrinks the veins. When I've been on my ankle a long time, I broke my right ankle 40 years ago, and now when I stand a long time, that ankle swells, and I'm starting to get veins right around where I broke it, where it was swollen for so many years. When I took the cast off, I was pregnant, and my ankle looked like a telephone pole. I had no shape to it. And right now I'm looking at it, and I really have to get down there to see them, but when they flare up, when I've been on my feet too long, I just glob that clay on there. It takes the pain away, and it helps shrink them, too. So enjoy that. Woo, no more questions. Okay. Well, it looks like we've overdone our timeline anyway, and I want to thank all of you for listening in. And do be cautious and careful. Be sure and go get that little book, How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, on aboutclay.com. It's a free download. You share it with your friends. It's good information. And look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks. Take care out there and preserve yourself with clay. Thank you.